This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening now?
Wow, thank you so much. Keith Jarvis is the manager here. And he is serving us some incredible food, chicken wings. We have cold cut sandwiches, some great cookies. Hello. Martin Kilcorn's timing is just
how you doing?
Just perfect.
Lovely sweater.
I did make a.
I like that sweater.
Don't harass the people.
Hey, why
Charlie?
Are you scaring that lady?
I like
officer.
That sweater.
Do you want to talk to Charlie Tuna?
I like that sweater.
Security,
you got that, baby.
Hey, do you have an ugly Christmas sweater or no?
Wait a minute, you just called a lady's sweater ugly. Wait a minute.
Do you have an ugly Christmas sweater?
Martin?
Not that I know of.
He actually has a couple. Maybe they don't qualify as traditional ugly Christmas sweaters.
That's a nice sweater.
Oh, that is nice.
Hey, how come Andy Strickland said ugly Christmas sweater? That's beautiful.
No, that's it falls in the category.
That's frosty, right?
The little Buddha said that.
It got frosty.
I love it.
Do you know
like
who Charlie Tuna is?
No.
Do you know who Charlie Tuna is?
No.
World's sexiest man?
That's
okay.
No, that's okay. Right. We don't know him either. Actually,
he's not a lot of zip code.
He just sat down with us.
No.
Big Christmas plans? Are you
excited? It was a guy did that last night to me.
Oh yeah.
Came in.
We wish him the best of luck. We'll be thinking about him this Christmas season. What? Martin's the king of doing interviews with people who don't have mics.
That's fair.
Be safe.
Did you grow up watching Frank Cusimano on television? Isn't this exciting?
Grow up.
You really didn't have to say that.
He's the oldest one at the table.
No. Well, thank you
great
for stopping by.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We're at the Schnucks on the Mexico Loop. We're in O'Fallon, Missouri. This is one of the Schnucks 19. Used to be a Shop and Save. They converted it to a Schnucks. They made sure that this stayed.
He acts like we don't know this already. We don't know much. He's
Trish,
late to the party. We've been saying this for 2 hours now.
My tour next month starts at Shop and Save, old Shop and Saves.
Yes, we love it. It used to be Shop and Save. I said it felt like I was in a Shop and Save for
it's
one
a great
second.
Great shop. It's very nice to meet you, and a Merry Christmas to you. Thank you so much.
So the highlight of the day so far is driving in when Frank saying, I will finish this sentence. I will finish it. And that's where I think Slayton invented it. Pot him down. I think that was really for Strickland. When he would yell, pot him down, that had
maybe
Strickland in mind.
I love how they have baggers here, by the way. That was my biggest complaint about Shop and Save. You had to bag your own groceries.
Well, these wings are outstanding, by the way.
I guess no
this
one else can get to them.
Hour.
Yeah. Don't eat the cardboard.
Frank has not passed them anymore.
Oh, my God. Frank is quiet only because he won't stop eating wings.
Wow, this is outstanding.
Can I tell you that Charlie Tuna may have parked in Warrington?
Your
car
goodness.
Could
always
not
park
be.
A long
you are
way.
Such a prima donna.
I parked right next to him, though. I parked right next to him.
Don't get close to me.
You know what? That's what we should have done. We should have both. You should have got on one side. I should have got on the other.
Can't get on the other side. Oh, no. It's only one side. No, I'm a prima donna. You damn no food, no nothing.
You know, when I was leaving today, speaking of food, the lovely Brooke said, forget box for Dom. I'm here, Dad. Box for Brooke.
Box for Brooke. We might have that option here.
She'll have some great food tonight, though.
Where is the party, the bash?
Patios.
The food was really good last year, she said.
It'd be great this year. Great food.
Okay.
At Rose Bloom's Park.
If you want to fight through like 500 people to get a chicken wing.
Well, Andy hates everything. Just hates everything.
No, it's a great time. Okay.
Except a Blues player that'll be minus 12 and the plus minus. Like, well, he's been much better lately. That's okay. Somebody throwing a Christmas party with free food, he complains about it. 6-2-2
Blue. No, never complain about that.
Frank was bullish on your team yesterday, and we said,
Andy,
I don't know.
Really optimistic.
I said, I don't know. This team, you can't trust him. We said, can't trust this team.
Yeah, he's texting me, 3141. Never trust the Blues.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the problem with this team. Last night was a microcosm of the entire season. Like, they come out, had a great start. You expect them to play well, and then
15-5.
They are just so inconsistent, so inconsistent. And I knew that the fact they weren't able to score in that first period after dominating it to the point, you know, to the extent that they did, that would probably come back to bite them because they, like you said, 15 shots on goal. You gotta get one past their goaltender, but give their goalie credit. He stood on his head.
Markstrom, big game for him. You guys are all very hip people, right? Or at least claim to be hip. I get a text back yesterday after thanking somebody, and then the response was capital Y, capital W.
Mm.
Anybody? So I was thinking, like, you bet.
You're welcome.
Got it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Ah, okay. I was thinking it was more.
Wasn't hey. That hard there?
I overthought it.
You're the sports.
You're welcome.
Oh, wow. We got.
I thought it was something kind of. It was from Howard Richards, so I thought it was something like real hip and cool. And I was like,
remember we did a show years ago, Martin?
I mean,
a long time ago, maybe 10 years ago, we did a show on acronyms that people text. It was like when people started doing the LOL and all these,
yeah.
And we were like trying to figure out what everything is.
Oh, it took me forever.
Yes.
LFMAOO.
I still have never tweeted.
Rolling on the ground. And
I still have never tweeted or texted a
LOL
smile face.
Oh, smile face, yeah.
You've never done?
Not the emoji. I'm talking about like the little periods in the.
Oh, using like the semicolon, colon kind of deal.
I don't know.
Hey, how about 7 for the slop? Let's do this, guys. Wait, brought to you by Greenville University.
To you first.
No, I didn't.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's 5 for Frank. Brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution just 45 miles from St. Louis.
All right, what do you got here?
All right, guys.
Uh-oh.
They said 5. You said 7.
Who's the Blues goalie next season?
Ooh.
First question.
It won't be Jake Allen, I hope.
I'd say he's not on the roster as we speak.
Right. Mm.
I think that's the correct answer.
Right.
Strick,
Andy,
how about you?
We hope. This ought to be good.
You know.
Oh, here we go. You know.
I can't answer that right now.
Oh.
Well, because I don't know who's going to be available. Listen,
all right, how about a better question? Will Jake Allen be the starting goalie next season?
If you had to guess.
Did you get your Christmas bonus yet?
Yes,
answer
no.
the question.
It wouldn't surprise me if he was, I've got to be honest.
Okay.
I mean,
so you would guess he was? If you had to guess, yes or no, you'd
say
yes.
I'm not suggesting, here's what I would. I just know that getting a number one goaltender is very hard. I'd like to see Billy Huso get an opportunity to play some games this season to, if nothing else, get him some experience to take into next year. They believe, and he hasn't had a great year. He's been better as of late down in San Antonio. But I say get him up here at some point and let him play.
All right, you are Ohio State.
Merry Christmas.
Why are you giving Urban Meyer a class to teach called Character and Leadership? Did you realize the mockery that this would ensue after this?
Wow.
What were you thinking, Ohio State?
This semester?
You know, I've said this from the very beginning. He's taken more heat than the guy who actually was.
It's a good point.
Was involved with the
agree.
Actual. I mean, like he didn't beat up the girl.
I understand
whatever.
That, but is,
I mean,
is he the guy you want teaching character and leadership?
He's the guy.
Yeah,
I want,
he would.
He's
he
the guy I want. I want
he
him. I want him coaching my football team. Yeah, I'll tell you that.
That's right. He'll be coaching again in 2 years.
That's a great point, though, Andy. That he's actually taken more heat than Zach Smith, who beat up the woman.
Thank you.
That is crazy.
I mean, can we just? Why is it all about? I know he's the head coach and everything, but focus on Zach Smith in 2019.
Or his wife.
Or his wife.
Or his wife. Leave him alone. Well, leave Urban Meyer alone.
Oh, you want to blame her, don't you?
What do you mean? Why do you want to blame her?
She knew before he did.
Oh, Urban Meyer's wife.
Urban Meyer's wife.
Urban not
Meyer's
the woman
wife.
Who was
I thought
talking
you meant Zach
Smith's something about Urban Meyer's wife.
Okay, we got to be careful here.
Yeah, victim shaming here.
Let's get this right now, ladies. All you ladies out there that love me. All you ladies out there that love me and see me today and tonight, I love y'all.
Now go run. Run the other way.
It's amazing. The produce aisle just emptied out immediately.
No more oranges.
Some empty plates. All right, you guys are you're John Mozeliak. Mm-hmm. What's next? Who's next?
Oh, go get a pitcher for the 7th inning, okay? We got one for the 8th. Now we need one for the 7th.
I wonder if, since this is a $25 million contract, if you could afford and go get Zach Britton, too. Would that just be unbelievable?
Yeah, but he's got the Yankees and somebody else, right?
I don't see that being a Cardinal move.
Sources say there are two. Sources say there are two other teams that are after
Britton. Well, what's probably going to happen is Jerko or Jose Martinez is going to be traded because you're probably not going to have them both. For one more arm in that bullpen. I don't know. I doubt if they go another free agent.
Hey, I'm happy with the Andrew Miller signing. I don't want to come across like I'm not.
Oh.
You're hating on a guy named Andrew.
No, exactly. He's a hell of a ball player, man.
I mean, he was a closer for the Yankees.
And he's a lefty like me.
Versatile. And if this means that.
He hasn't been good for a couple years.
Does this mean you can move Brett Cecil? Does this mean you're trying desperately to move Brett Cecil?
Well, I don't know if you could. I don't know if anybody would take him even for a bag of balls.
We're going to move
hey,
to
bag of balls.
Snooks checker.
The Blues will win a Stanley Cup before the Cardinals win their next World Series.
Well, you're on the record as 8 years.
Yeah.
So you're saying the Cardinals are more than 8 years away.
I do. I think it's going to be a long drought.
Wait,
that's
a
bold person. Somebody write that down.
Let me see, I was
hey,
born
would you want to bet on that right there?
Yeah, I was born in 66, the last time the Blues were in the Stanley Cup.
That's not the
last
time.
Any better since then. Same old Blues.
You were born in 66?
66.
No, you weren't.
46.
You were 66. You were 66 when we started the
show. All
right,
honest question. Charlie's age, and you have to be right. If you had to guess, I feel like 71.
70? I'm not in that category. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I would say he's
Bernie Miklas is the only guy that knows my age in the media.
You say that, but listen, I know as well.
You don't know my age. No,
Frank,
you had to
be right.
You know what he said? This is how I know he's in his 70s, because he got out of the car today. We were in the parking lot. I parked next to him. He said, wow. He stood there. He couldn't move like he was frozen. He said, I'm really stiff today.
I worked out yesterday.
It's like he needed some WD-40 just to get to the front door. He's 73.
My car sits low.
Did you take a shuttle from where you parked to get here?
Hey, he does his grocery shopping in one of these little motorized carts over here, by the way. Yes.
Number four or five. Or anybody beating Alabama?
Alabama? Notre Dame might. That's my team.
I had Barry Switzer on live this year. Time.
Oh my God.
Last week, and he said, I don't understand why Alabama is favored by 14 points. He thinks they'll cover, but he thinks Alabama will win.
The reason I thought the interview was taped is because Barry Switzer said on his show, and I was listening, if J.C. Watts can throw the ball well tonight, we can win.
This is not a taped interview.
Lying. That's exactly.
Coach, tell us about this Billy Sims. He is running wild.
He was like, Bear Bryant's got a hell of a game plan coming into this game.
All right, perfect holiday drink. If you're having people over and your wife says, let's serve something kind of fun, give me a holiday drink.
Man, that is a great question. Great question.
Frank likes the umbrellas
in there.
I wish
my wife was here to help me out with
that. How about a chocolate
she's
martini?
All over it.
Oh, that is really good. At Cafe Napoli in Clayton.
I got to tell you, my drink is already there. I'll tell you when you get around to me.
Okay.
Well, we can
I would do something.
You can pass.
We're not really going around.
I'm a big fan of eggnog. It's probably showing my age. Yes. But if you spike a little eggnog, it's
maybe a little rum, a little
If you get the vegan version of eggnog, it's not that bad. It's not that bad for
you. Every year I go
the
to
real eggnog is absolutely terrible for you.
You put a little cinnamon on there, Frank, on the top?
Oh, absolutely.
Every year I go to Cafe Napoli, I bring my own eggnog, which I've had there for the past.
Can you imagine him walking into Cafe Napoli in a nice suit with a bottle of eggnog?
I got eggnog, Jameson, a little cinnamon, fantastic.
I have a friend who brings me real eggnog from Oberweis in a glass bottle. Every single year.
Oh, my God. Oh, anything Oberweis does.
Yeah, every year.
I'd love to
Oberweis
try that.
By our station, right?
Yeah, there is.
I may drop it off at your house.
Eggnog from Oberweis?
Yeah. It's not very healthy. It's not very good for you.
Don't come in my neighborhood. Okay.
All right, the most interesting person. Frank does the list, Channel 5, but for you, 2019 in our sports world, Mizzou, SLU, Illinois, Cards, Blues, who's the most interesting person?
I mean, for the next year.
For 2019, who you really are intrigued at what they're going to do
in
their
job.
This guy
with the Notre Dame hockey jersey on is pretty interesting.
Notre Dame hockey, how about that?
Just walked in. How about that?
I'll go Carolyn Kendall Betts because the last time we had a female owner, she brought the NFL to St. Louis, and now this female owner will bring the MLS. I mean, it could really change St. Louis sports. Not change it. It could make it better. I think it would be great if this woman makes it happen.
Have we got the team yet?
No, but she's the most important one.
The most interesting person of 2019 will be whoever is standing behind the Blues bench next year. Maybe it's
That's
Joel Quenneville. Joel Quenneville, and
maybe
let me
he's
say
the most interesting person, whether he comes here or not, one way or the other.
Well, let me say
I
this
like
about
that.
Joel.
Strick, good job.
The Blues have way more interest in bringing him on board than people may realize, and he has more interest in coming here than people may realize.
And even though I gave you full credit, you got the scoop of all scoops the other day, you pointed out, I believe on Wednesday, that people shouldn't look past the fact that he did respond to a St. Louis reporter and quickly wanted people in St. Louis to know I didn't take the I think that's an interesting read.
I said that. I mean, he didn't respond to Chicago, Philly, Canada, St. Louis. Did you report that, Frank, on News Channel 5?
Did not. That's good.
Across the country, kept saying Fox Sports Midwest is reporting. I'm like, no! Strick reported that. So your most interesting is Quenneville and or who the Blues coach
That's
is.
That's a great one.
Does Berube have any chance? Probably not.
No, he has
a
chance.
Well, within 49 games, they're unbelievable. Sure.
I would rather have Craig Berube than going out and getting a high-priced coach not named Joel Quenneville, who's considered a retread, who hasn't had a ton of success in recent years, until you identify the right guy for this team. When you truly feel like they're ready to win, then maybe you spend some money on a coach. Unless you're able to go out and get Q right now, you do it.
All right, Charlie, how about you for 2019, the sports figure to watch?
It's easy.
Barry Switzer.
The new Mizzou quarterback, Bryant.
That's mine. Whoa. I put Kelly Bryant because I thought.
Kelly Bryant is going to be the key, man. I'm going to tell you what he's going to – because we don't have a pro team. The odds are going to be on Kelly Bryant.
Right, you know what, though?
I'm on the bandwagon.
I'll tell you what, too. Is it with that schedule, and if they get off to a good start, our town better support them. I mean, Mike Claiborne was with us yesterday, and he brought up a great point. He goes, St. Louis, the way they support Mizzou is unbelievably
terrible,
bad.
Man.
Yeah.
Well,
so
maybe it's because of the team itself and the coach.
St. Louis supported Mizzou when they were going to Big 12 championships and whatever. They still got into
it. They're not a championship.
You got to give
team,
them a
man.
Reason to get into it. When you're playing at 2 o'clock on December 31st, that tells you they're just okay. They're average. They're playing against a team that's an average team. They got to take that next step to get people to truly get behind them. There's not a ton of tradition in terms of winning championships
well,
and whatever.
Well, the bowl game they're in is a traditional game. It used to be the Liberty Bowl because they played the Lamont Downer. These guys played there. It was a big game then, but not now. Not anymore.
I don't think
I
you can blame the fans. I really don't think so.
But it would be, and I think Kelly Bryant next year, if he's a dynamic
they'll
player.
They'll get behind him.
And if they go like 10-2, it could be a lot of fun. And you could get more people going down. I do think, and Dave Matters talked about why don't people go to the games. It's hilarious because they say, well, there's always the deer season aspect for Mizzou fans. So I'm like,
Tennessee fans.
I'm not making fun of Dave. I'm saying it probably is for Mizzou fans
factor. Can you imagine somebody at Alabama said, we ain't going to the game. We're going deer hunting.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they might be squirrel hunting.
Yeah,
but they'll wait till after the game.
That's terrible. That's a terrible excuse. We got to go deer hunting. Bro.
Well, and some people still believe that the old guard that bought a lot of season tickets, a lot of them jumped off after the 2015 protest, and they lost a chunk of.
Okay, we'll get over that.
Well, I'm saying that's a chunk of people that don't go.
That's still an overcast from that protest. I'm going to tell you right now.
So I think Barry Odom stepped in at a bad time.
Plus, we don't have a colorful coach either. Not his fault.
Correct. Right.
There's a lot to do with it as well.
I'd rather have somebody dull that wins 9, 10, and 11 every year, which I'm not saying he is.
We don't have that yet.
Frank. Well, I think he's going to win his ninth on the 31st.
Don't get caught up on the number of wins if those wins don't include
top-notch team.
Hello.
Andy,
if
you're 500.
You're losing to Kentucky.
You lose
to South Carolina. You look terrible. You look like a JV team playing Alabama and Georgia.
You are 500 in the nation's best conference, and then you end up winning nine games, that is a good season.
Well, who would they
would
beat?
You agree with that?
Who would they beat?
Why? Because they beat
Arkansas.
They
beat Florida at Florida.
That's the only good win they had.
That's it.
Tennessee's terrible.
They had a chance to beat Georgia.
Vanderbilt,
South Carolina.
Vanderbilt's
that
no
great
good.
Quarterback
Arkansas is awful.
An interception on their own 10-yard line.
Yeah.
At the end of the game.
Because Patrick Mahomes didn't throw a lot of interceptions in college. And Jared
Goff
didn't
Patrick
throw a
Mahomes.
Lot of. No, you're talking about.
So what you're saying is he's going to be as good as Patrick Mahomes?
No,
when
I'm not saying
Bowls?
That. 21 and 22-year-old kids in college, while they're developing, have bad games.
He started almost 50
did you,
games.
Did you know
Frank,
that he
Frank,
won, he beat one top 25 team in his career?
You said
and that was
one the best
more than Jared Goff
country.
Did. That's one more than Patrick Mahomes did.
You don't make those kind of mistakes in a big game if you're one of the best quarterbacks in that country.
Yeah, so you'll be the one that's right about this. And all those NFL executives.
I talked to them. I know what
they're
saying.
Yeah, and they're all going to take
saying, him. Now they're saying he's probably a first, now maybe second round. They changed their team tune somewhat. They've changed somewhat. He'll probably be a low first. Or you think the Giants are going to draft him because they're going to be a high pick? You think the Giants would draft him?
I don't know where the Giants are going to pick, but I do think he's going to go
gonna
in
the
first
top
round.
Five. They're going to be in the top five.
Maybe not.
$100 says he goes in the first round.
Yes.
There will be live cameras that night at the Strickland
Andy,
House.
And if you lose, I'll split it with you.
Oh,
okay.
Updated.
I'll split
it with
you. Like now I'm not going to get paid by either one.
Yeah, okay. But if I
win.
Think about trying to. No, Andy's going to give you 50, hey, maybe. And
you
they'll say, sorry,
paid.
That's all I owe you.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. You got a brother and a Jew. Well, you're going to get paid.
This deal, has not been agreed upon, okay?
Okay, now I'll bet you $10 that I do not receive the $100.
I don't want that. I agree with you. I'm not touching that bet.
Can I just
I agree that you're not getting
there's
paid.
There's no chance I'll ever see this
Can
money.
I just say, If I win,
we'll
I'm not splitting it with you. But that's okay. But
minute,
just so you know.
Oh, so he has your half of the investment.
Yes.
That comes out again, the nationality.
Well, careful now. It's the holiday season.
I know it.
Of course, Charlie's wishing certain people Kwans out here, but not everybody else.
No. All right. Do we break now? Do we have any?
Sure. Let's eat some food.
Yes.
Let's take a quality break.
Okay. I do want to tell everybody, though, for all of your party needs, go to Johnny Brock's Dungeon Party Warehouse. Johnny Brock's Dungeon Party Warehouse is St. Louis's number one source for costumes and accessories for every season, including Christmas, New Year's, and any other holiday you choose to celebrate. They also carry a huge selection of party supplies and balloons to make your event the talk of the town. Johnny Brock's Dungeon Party Warehouse has become a landmark in Missouri for year-round costuming and party fun, providing adult and children costumes, hats, theatrical makeup, masks, props, Halloween decorations, and any custom accessory that you can imagine. Check them out online at johnnybrocks.com. Maryville sponsors our phone lines. Go to maryville.edu for more information about that. We'll be right back.